All right. This little cloud here, just blend over it. See? It'll just softly go right into the painting. That easy. Take a brush here. We can take a little white paint. And you can blend this out and make it look like there's light shining through. There's a million things you can do.
A lot of folks discovered Bob Ross just by turning on the TV.
Plus fabric softener.
Nope. Uh-uh.
Relief.
Oof, not that.
To take care of labor.
Ugh, commercials.
You don't want to die of cold. Toll free.
Nope.
When you start this practice, have fun. Don't just try to do exactly what we do here on TV. Do your own thing.
Ah, there. That's better.
Do your own thing. That's what the young people say. And it's true in painting. Just get in there and do it.
Maybe you were a kid when you first saw him.
When I was younger, I used to watch him every Saturday morning, so he was better than cartoons.
I like to work with young people because they don't know any of the fears that we know when we get a little older. Shoot, they just get in there and do it.
Maybe your parents made you watch.
I know Bobby Ross about his paint. He's a great artist. I always watch his show. And now also I have a 10-year-old. She loves artists. So I told her to watch his show so he can become a professional one day.
And when you find something good, spread it around. Show others how to do it. Shoot. That's where half the fun of painting is sharing it with other people. Just sharing it.
Or perhaps you got the Bob bug later in life, and it was your kid who turned you on to the happy painter.
My daughter has become a huge Bob Ross fan. In recent year or so, she spent many hours watching his videos and made paintings for members of the family, which she gave as Christmas presents last year, based on her Bob Ross inspiration.
And it's very special because you did it. People like gifts that you make yourself for them. A lot of times better than gifts you go out and spend a lot of money for, because then it's anybody can go buy something. But to make something with your own hands and your own heart and give it to somebody because you care about them, that's special. That is really special.
However you arrived on Planet Bob, you've become part of a world that continues to grow and grow. There are millions of Bob Ross fans out there.
I get letters every day from people who have discovered the show. Maybe they were sick for a few days, or they were injured and they happened to be laying at home and flipping the channels, and they come upon the show and they sort of get captivated by it. And they continue to watch it. And it has literally changed hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people's lives.
But how many of those millions wound up becoming painters too? And out of all those painters, how many started out as Bob Ross fans and wound up becoming not only Bob's friend, but also a trusted member of his inner circle? Here's the story of one certified Ross instructor who helped Bob Ross grow his audience in the 80s and 90s, and who made it her mission to keep Bob's dreams alive long after he departed.
And I've met so many fantastic people through the joy of painting, and that may be the most fun at all. I've made friends that I just never dreamed, and that's super.
Carolyn Saletto is a certified Ross instructor. She's also a teacher trainer. She also grew up a few blocks from my grandparents' house in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
We used to go there too for the feasts.
Of course, Harway Avenue.
Oh my gosh, the feasts. Oh, Zeppelin's. I can remember my grandfather walking with the bag full of grease.
Yeah, powdered sugar, and it was just popping out of the bottom of the bag.
And
they'd sit in your stomach. Yeah, Zeppelin's and the sausage sandwiches.
Sausage sandwiches.
Sausage
yep, grew up with that too.
I'm getting hungry.
We still
now.
Talk about it. I know.
I haven't eaten breakfast
in Pennsylvania.
Yet.
You can't get that in Pennsylvania. I miss it.
Nothing tops bonding with a stranger over Brooklyn Eats. And sadly, neither Carolyn nor I live near the Harway Avenue Feast anymore. But we grew up like a mile away from each other. Just another cosmic connection here in the Bob Ross universe. When Carolyn Saletto first met Bob, it kind of happened in a similar way, like it was meant to be.
I started out just like everybody else, seeing Bob Ross on television. Became a certified instructor in 92 and was lucky enough that Bob was the one that gave me my certificate.
There you go. See how easy it is to make a happy little cabin?
But it was the night before handing out those certificates to Carolyn and the other CRIs that Bob Ross walked into Carolyn Saletto's life at an intimate dinner with the soon-to-be certified instructors. There probably weren't any Zeppelis or Sausage and Peppers heroes, but damn, Bob Ross was there.
And when he walked into the room, I was so starstruck I couldn't even talk. I mean, we were all laughing and joking, and he was just giving like a little speech for everybody, but he didn't really meet us all at that point. You know, he was tired. He had just come in on a flight. The next day, though, when he was giving us our certificates, he made sure to speak to each one of us. He spent time signing autographs. He even did a demonstration for us, and I still have the pictures of that demonstration sitting right there, and there's Bob right in front of me painting, and I kept pinching myself. Oh my gosh, he's painting. Look at him do this. Look how he's holding that knife. Look how he's holding that brush. It was incredible.
Hold the brush sort of like this. See, it's sort of sideways. And touch, and just give it a little upward push right on top of that. See?
This is my idol. I need to at least go over. And I saw that he had hugged some of the students, and I walked up and I put my hand out and I said, you know, thank you so much. And he said, no, I want a hug. He hugged everybody. And a couple of months later, he did a brush and brunch. He used to do those for PBS stations, and he did one on Long Island, New York. And I went because that's where I lived at the time.
And we do demonstrations for PBS stations and all kinds of charity groups all over. And if we're in your city, I'd love to see you. Come out and support your local station and spend some time with us and give me a chance to talk with you and meet you.
Afterwards, I stayed around with another Bob Ross instructor and we started chatting and they invited us out for dinner and that started my friendship with Bob.
Friends are the most valuable things in the world.
And he contacted me to ask if I would help him out with the Phil Donahue show. He was going to be teaching about 6 or 8 people how to paint as part of the show, and he asked if I would go into New York City and help out. So I took a train into New York City, and it was the first time I got to see Bob interact with people, with students.
And what's just, you know, you are so cool, you are so calm, you are yourself, and you put together some of the most beautiful work I've ever seen. Look at the light shining. I mean, this is wonderful.
Bob was on Donahue to prove that he could teach anyone to paint. A handful of audience members were handpicked to get an on-site lesson from Bob. Carolyn had a front row seat.
It really made a huge impact on me to see how much he cared about them, how he held their hand while they were painting, the encouraging words. I don't think he ever forgot what people felt like when they first picked up a paintbrush.
You're like most of us, you didn't learn to tie your shoe on the first time you tried it. And it's the same here. With practice, it'll get easier and easier.
Bob's appearance on Donahue was a difference maker. His mission to turn everyday people into painters a great success, and it left an indelible impression not only on Carolyn, but on everyone who watched in the audience and at home. Even the host was blown away by Bob's talent.
And if you saw the show, they produced beautiful paintings. I was as proud as an old mother hen. And Phil himself, he just took a videotape home and painted with it. Shoot, he didn't even need any instructions.
After that, we had our first Bob Ross reunion that year, and I went, and I actually went to Bob's house before the reunion, and I got to meet Peapod the squirrel.
We called him Peapod the pocket squirrel, because he would live in your pocket forever.
So these squirrels were either injured or orphaned, and he took care of them, and then he worked them in all these cages from in the house to outside the house to finally leaving the door open. And Peapod was the squirrel that kept coming back.
And I'll find nuts in everything, from my pockets to my shoes. But it's fun. It's fun.
And I remember I was sitting on the couch and he walked in with a squirrel on his shoulder, and I never saw a squirrel that close before. So he was just so interested in wildlife and loved that also. So, I mean, I could go on forever about his love of animals and stuff.
I've shared a beer with a few of my childhood sports heroes, met some celebrities I've admired over the years. But a friendship? Like a come over to my house and hang out with the squirrels friendship? Now that's just nuts. Most famous folks stay inside their inner circles. But Bob was different. He extended himself.
We have a little mailing list. And we notify everybody when we're going to be in your area. Maybe I'll get the opportunity to meet you and talk with you. And you can show me some of the fantastic paintings that you're doing.
Carolyn didn't know where her new TV painter friend might lead her next, but she was eager to find out.
It left a really big impression on me. And then afterwards, I went and said goodbye to Annette Kowalski, too, and thanked her. It was really exciting to meet my hero.
And it excites people. So if you're ever doing a demonstration for friends, try that. I guarantee you that you will certainly get a positive response from it. There, you'll be the local hero for days.
Did you ever stop and think during this time, like, how does this happen? How is this happening to me? How am I Bob Ross's buddy all of a sudden?
Yeah, it did. It really did. Especially when I got the phone call to go into New York City, because that was just amazing. And the first time I was in his house, I just kept looking around, and it was such a modest house. Bob was never, you know, someone to have a mansion with 12 bedrooms or anything. It was just a modest 3-bedroom, bi-level type of house.
You know what? Shit, this is such a beautiful little spot. Maybe. Tell you what, let's do. Shoot, I'm gonna do it. I want a little house right here. If this is my world, I'd want to live right in here.
I just felt the friendship was the thing. And sometimes he would paint in his studio and I would just sit at his feet and watch him paint, and he would talk. And he loved people like Napoleon Hill and these great speakers, and he tried to emulate them, and he wanted to be able to express himself well to his students, and he would talk about that.
The great universal truth which made such an impact upon my mind that I began then and there to give myself a new outlook on life.
By this point, Bob Ross isn't just a local hero. Sure, he's adored in the places he dwells, places like Muncie, Daytona Beach, and Fairbanks, Alaska. But his influence spans the globe. All you have to do to find some encouragement is turn on that rectangular box in your home, pick up your clicker, and find him.
Channel 13, right? In
Channel 13, yes.
Yeah, so that was, I think, WNET was the call letters, but basically our PBS station. So you had Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers and the Electric Company and Bob Ross.
Hi, welcome back. Certainly glad you could join us today, because today is the last show of the 23rd series. Can you believe that? 23 series. That's almost 300 half-hour shows.
When I first started drawing and painting as a child, my dream was to be an art instructor for school children. And when I was a senior in high school, I was told I had no talent. And to drop that. So when I went into college, I was lost, because art teacher was my whole dream of my whole life. And it kind of made me insecure, and I didn't want to do art anymore. And then one day I saw him on television, and I was so excited to watch how he could put this painting together in a half an hour. It was absolutely amazing to me.
But I know you can do it. I know you can do it, because you can do anything that you believe you can do. And if I believe you can do it, you certainly know you can.
I was talking about it at work one day, and a gentleman that I worked with had become a Bob Ross instructor. So he said, come to my classes, and that's how it all began. And I just found my love of art again, and I've just approached it from a different way.
It's up to you, up to you. Painting is as individual as painters are. There's as many different ways to paint the same scene as there are painters, as many different ideas. It's really an individual thing.
Friends. Sometimes we see each other at our best, but also at our worst. Most of us just know TV Bob, the Bob who is always on.
Did you ever see Bob angry?
Never. I asked him about that one time, and he said to me, it's because as a master sergeant in the Air Force, he spent so much time screaming at people that he said, I have permanent laryngitis. And I just had to laugh over that. But no, I was never there when he was angry. He was always so soft-spoken, so sweet. Loved jokes, though. Loved playing practical jokes on people, making people laugh.
Think about where we'd like to have a little... little bank right in there. See, a river bank. That's a place where the fish put their money. Ooh, bad joke.
I remember going to Muncie, Indiana one time with his son Steve, was going to be doing a segment.
I have my son Steve here today with me.
Bob was there and he was rolling people down the aisles and chairs, the crew. Whee! From what I understand, they always had that kind of fun when Bob would come up to film. You know, he was always doing fun stuff and telling jokes.
Tell you what, I've got a dirty 2-inch brush here, just so we can get even with the crew. I'll wash you too. All right. That's better. That's much better. A lot more fun.
When Bob wasn't having office chair races at the studio in Muncie, he was living a regular life, just like you and me. Well, just like you.
And I can remember being out to dinner or to lunch with him, and people would actually come up to the table and ask for his autograph. And he was always so gracious and so thrilled that people recognized him. And I remember one time Steve got angry because two or three people had come up to us during dinner and said, "Dad, they don't even let you, you know, sit and eat your dinner in peace." And he said, "Son, this is what it's all about. You know, I'm reaching people. They're excited. This is what I want to do."
You know, it never stops to amaze me as we travel around teaching this method to watch people who have never painted in only a day or two produce a painting that just, they can't believe it. You see them, their eyes light up, they become so excited, and they can do it, and you can do it.
Every time I talked to him, it always wrapped back to the painting, always back to helping people to discover something in themselves.
Art is an expression of self. Express yourself. Enjoy it.
It really means something when those people come back to you and thank you and say, "Hey, you know, if it wasn't for what you showed me, you know, it really has helped me in my life." I really have Bob to thank for all of that because he started it.
Carolyn's friendship with Bob ultimately led her down a path to becoming a teacher trainer.
I was very, very shy, very shy. And the teacher training kind of knocks that out of you because your first level is more about technique. You're learning how to do these things, how to hold the brushes a little bit better.
And notice the amount of paint he's loading into the brush. A lot of paint in the brush. Steve, why don't you hold the brush right up here against this dark area and let's show him real close what the brush looks like.
Second level, you actually have to do a demonstration in front of your peers. And I was scared to death, shaking so scared. And my teacher saw it.
Don't be afraid of it. Experiment. Experiment. Go out on a limb once in a while. Remember, that's where the fruit is. It's out there on the end of the limb. So you have to take a chance once in a while when you're painting. There.
After doing that demonstration, it pulled me out of my bubble. And then I wanted this to be my living. I was in accounting at the time. I was an accounting supervisor at a manufacturing firm. And finding this was just the culmination of everything I ever wanted to do. So I practiced.
All you need is the desire, a little imagination, and some practice. Just practice a little.
When our teacher said, "You have to do at least 20 paintings between now and the next level," or whatever number they gave us, I actually set up an easel in my living room, taped it off into 4 squares, and I'd come home from work at night and I would paint in one of those squares and I would just do mountain after mountain and scrape it off, and a mountain and scrape it off, or do bushes and scrape it off. I wanted to go beyond teaching children. I wanted to teach people how to be Bob Ross instructors. That became my dream.
Bob wasn't around to see Carolyn become a teacher trainer, not physically at least.
But I know he had great faith in my painting because when I was at his house, you know, he was just starting to be sick and he would spend some time resting or whatever. He gave me full use of his studio and I went down there and I would just paint and paint and paint. And Annette was starting up the florals and he wanted me in that floral class. And he said, "You're doing it."
I'm not really a floral painter, but you can certainly use this technique to do some beautiful, beautiful effects.
And I said, "But florals aren't my thing. I'm a landscape painter." And he said, "No, I want you there." And he pushed me and encouraged me and kept telling me to practice. And you can do it. I know you can do it. And thanks to him, I became a floral instructor. And then after he passed and we did the wildlife, I became a wildlife instructor. And it just kept building on from there.
In your world, you have absolute and total power. And this canvas is your world. You can do anything here. anything that you want to do.
Carolyn feels like she owes it to Bob and to all of his fans to keep on spreading the joy.
His fear was that this was not going to continue. He worked so hard to bring painting out to people. He answered every single fan letter. And even at the end, when he couldn't write or do anything anymore, he would listen to Nancy, his admin assistant, would read him, and he would tell them what to answer. I mean, Bob was just so involved and so for his fans, and he did not want his legacy to die.
I get letters from fantastic people every day, all over the world. And they tell me that all of a sudden they're beginning to see nature. That they've looked at it for many, many years, but they didn't really see it till they started painting. And I guarantee you, if you paint, you will find, you'll find a whole new treasure, maybe right in your yard.
We made sure that we kept everything pure, always using his technique, his brushes, his knives.
A little yellow ochre. Yeah, that's nice, I like it. Cut off a little roll of paint, right on the edge of the knife. Maybe there's a little path that lives out through here.
Bob's legacy might just well live forever. There's a man behind the legacy, a human life that, just like yours and mine, has an expiration date.
He called me in and he wanted to give me a painting. And in all the years I knew Bob, I never asked for a painting. And I don't know if you know artists, but like my basement is filled with paintings, but not as many as his, because he was always trying to do new things, develop new brushes. So his basement was filled. And he said to me, I want you to have a painting. And I said, no, that's all right. I don't want. And he said, no, I want you to have this. Remember me. I'm getting choked up now thinking about it, but it was such a sweet moment that he thought about me. Here he was so sick and he wanted to make sure I had one of his paintings.
Do you have it?
So I still have it, yep.
What painting
is it? Do you want to see it?
Yeah, of course. If
it's
handy.
It's just right outside the door in my hallway. If you want to wait 1 second, I'll grab it.
Carolyn produces a majestic mountain painting from the hallway. Bob's familiar Ross, signed in red, stands out.
He actually gave me my choice of two, was this one and a seascape. And I actually chose the mountain too because it was Bob. You know what I mean? I mean, he did beautiful. The seascape was gorgeous. But that just screamed Bob to me.
Well, he said we was going to make a big mountain. We weren't kidding.
From childhood, Carolyn Saletto's dream was to make art, to teach art. Once Bob Ross showed up in her world, that dream became a reality.
I always felt after watching Bob, that was my destiny. And the amazing opportunities that have opened up for me over the years because of this has just been incredible. If I wouldn't have done all that, if I would have just stayed in accounting in Long Island, you know, I don't know where my life would have been, but I've gotten to travel to all these beautiful places in the United States, break out of my shell of being so shy.
Carolyn isn't just an artist. These days, she has an important role at a mortgage company too, and she applies what she learned here, there.
You know, I can go anywhere and talk about Bob. It's very easy for me. And even now, like when I have to be in leadership meetings and talk in front of people, Bob is in my back of my head. And next thing I know, I can talk to all these people and walk around and not go into my little corner and just kind of hide. You know, I can be out there with people and it's all thanks to Bob.
And if you're fortunate enough, as I have been, to take something that you love as much as this and learn how to do it for a living and be fortunate enough to be successful at it, my God. World's a great place then.
In our next episode, we'll meet another teacher trainer who was lucky enough to paint for a living. And with a little help from her friend Bob Ross and an appearance on his public television show, she became quite successful at it. The old clock on the wall tells me we've got a finished podcast episode. I want to thank my guest, Carolyn Saletto. This happy little episode was produced with help from James Shapiro at Jansen Media and mixed by digital sound and video of Daytona Beach, Florida. Support your local public television station. Say thanks for giving us Bob Ross and the joy of painting. Come on and show us your paintings. Use hashtag PaintLikeBobRoss. Bob Ross certified instructors, they're the only ones that know how to teach you Bob's world famous painting method. Don't settle for second best. Find the local CRI at bobross.com and then click Take a Class. Got your own Bob Ross story to tell? Leave us a message at 866-FANBRUSH or send us an email at podcast@bobross.com. Follow us on Facebook at The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross. I'm Ron Scalzo. The Joy of Bob Ross is written and produced by me, Ron Scalzo, in partnership with Bob Ross, Inc. Bob Ross name and images are registered trademarks of Bob Ross, Inc.